Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing, beloved, to be with you one more time. We thank and praise God for his goodness, his mercy, his loving kindness. God is so good to us. We appreciate the Lord. Amen. We thank God for allowing us to be on this morning. We do apologize for the time. We got on a little later this morning, but thank God we are able to be here. Amen. Now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this broadcast. And we just ask, Father, that as we go into the word, that you, Father God, would anoint your word, anoint every listener, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise, honor, and glory. Thanking you for your word, God. Thanking you for keeping us all week long in our right mind. Father God, you just continue, God, the work that you have begun in us, and we thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, beloved, we have been doing a study entitled Exposing Satan's Weapons, and on our last broadcast, we had a very, very good study talking about, amen, some of the things we talked about on our last broadcast was negativity, one of the big areas that we're susceptible to get into if we're not careful. We talked about how we're snared and caught, amen, with our tongue. Amen. If we're not careful, we must be careful what we say, how we say, that we speak faith, that we speak life and not death, blessing and not cursing. Amen. We also talked about offenses and the importance of remaining free from offenses, because when we get offended, we really stop the hand of God from working in our life. Amen. So we have to be careful, because the spirit of offense will open the door to anger. It'll open the door to hatred, resentment, rebellion, bitterness, all of these things which are negative. So we have to be so careful, amen, that we do not allow, amen, the enemy to use these type of weapons against us. Amen. Now I want to talk quickly about one area, and that is regret. The weapon of regret is a satanic, abortive weapon, because it keeps you connected to your past. Whenever we think of things that we've done and we are very regretful, it brings shame, it brings guilt, condemnation, all of these things, and it'll just keep us in an area where we just cannot move forward, even in our mind, mainly in our mindset. Glory to God. So this will keep us connected to our past rather than living for the future. Remember, yesterday is in the tomb and tomorrow is in the womb. Amen. That's very, very, very important. I like that quote. And this is, amen, let me just move forward. Regret led Judas to commit suicide because he could not get over the thought or the what he had done. He could not get over, you know, him betraying the Lord. I believe the Lord would have forgiven him, but he was in such regret. He just ended his life. And a lot of times, spiritually, we can commit suicide when we just do not move forward and we don't lay down the past and lay down those things that, beloved, you can do nothing about. You can't change it. Amen. Now, we know he committed suicide, but he did have other options. As I said, if he had confessed his sins, he could have repented, and he would have been reconciled because God would have forgiven him, but he did not. He chose to go the other way. He went back to those that he had trusted for help, and they did not help him, and that's what the enemy does. He'll use people. And use people against us. And then once we fall into those traps and we think, well, they're my friend, they'll help me, we go back to them. All of a sudden, they don't know us. And that's how the enemy does. He'll get you on a limb, cut the limb off, and then there you're hanging. Amen. You're stuck. Amen. But how many of you know that God does not do that to us? Amen. If you've sinned, if you've done something wrong, you can repent. Ask God to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you. Ask him to deliver you. He will set you free. Amen. He's that kind of God. Glory to God. Now, so he went back to those that he trusted. They were unable to help him. Out of that valley, out of that pit of regret and remorse, they probably didn't realize how low Judas was, how regretful he was. He was regretful, but he did not repent. There is a difference. You can have a lot of regret. Amen. But if you do not repent, then the Lord can't cleanse you. So you must get out of regret, and you must say, God, forgive me, cleanse me, deliver me, set me free. Amen. Glory to God. So the ultimate was that he took his life, and you can read about that in Matthew's chapter 27, verses 1 through 5. Now, what we must do, we must ask God to bring deliverance to our mind and heart and release us totally from guilt, shame, and humiliation of the past. Amen. These are things that we have to lay before the Lord, and we have to seek God and maintain our stance in God. In other words, Lord, I'm going to keep coming to you. Every time this thing comes up, Father, you know, and I'm believing you to bring total deliverance and free me from everything that's not like you. Free my mind, free my heart. Deliver me from the past totally, and God will do just that. So we must live life on purpose and in the now, because we each have a purpose. We each have a destiny. Come on now, we each have, amen, destiny that God wants us to reach. And, beloved, you can reach that destiny. If you're in the valley of regret, you can get up, preacher, pastor, evangelist, whoever you may be. If you've done wrong, if you've lost things because of decisions that you've made, if you've hurt people, if you've hurt the church, if you brought a reproach, whatever it is, beloved, you don't have to stay in the valley of regret. You can get right on up, amen, and ask the Lord to bring deliverance, and he will free you. You must ask for forgiveness. You must seek forgiveness. Forget the past and press toward what is ahead, amen. Because the Bible says, amen, Paul said, I forget those things which are behind, and I'm pressing forward toward the mark, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You must forget it. You must allow the Lord, amen, to come in and bring deliverance to your life. You must. It's a must, beloved, for your own sanity, for your own welfare in the Lord. Trust God and know that he will bring deliverance to your life. He's that kind of God. God loves you. God cares about you. Amen. He has your best interest at heart, and he wants you to move forward, beloved. I just sense in my spirit today that someone is really having a hard time. You're struggling, and I want you to know that God will take the struggle out, beloved. He will bring deliverance to your life. All you have to do is repent, ask God to forgive you, ask him to cleanse you, ask him to set you free. Amen, because God loves you. He cares about you, beloved. Father God, right now, I'm asking you to touch, Lord, touch that one that's in the valley of regret, that's in remorse and guilt and shame and humiliation. Father, I ask that true repentance would take place right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bind suicidal thoughts, suicidal tendencies. We bind oppression. We bind depression right now. And Father, you came. You sent Jesus to free us, to liberate the captives. And now I'm speaking freedom and liberty into that one right now. Father, we thank you that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Free the mind, Father. Free the spirit right now. Set that one back in place with you, reconciled totally, Father. And Lord, I thank you. I give you glory and honor and praise for all things, all that you're doing, God. Let this word be a rich word, an on-time word right now. Meet the need, God. Abba, shandarabosata, in the name of Jesus. Meet the need, Father God. And I thank you. I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you praise right now. We thank you, God, for total deliverance. We thank you, hallelujah, that you're setting free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, beloved. Oh, be encouraged and know that God loves you, that he cares about you, hallelujah, that he's fighting on your behalf. And we thank him now. We give him glory. We give him honor and praise in Jesus' name. You have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We want you to continue to tune in, beloved, on our next broadcast. We will wrap up this study, exposing Satan's weapons. Amen. We have one more segment left, and then we will, amen, we will go on further. Until next time, be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.